Tantor Audio presents Sentinel by Jennifer L. Armentrout. Narrated by Justine Eyre. Some people say when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. But when life gives you one seriously ticked off god gunning for your ass, you prepare for war and you hope for paradise. Alex Alexandria Andros. Chapter 1. Feeling came back in my feet first, and then my legs. A pins and needles tingling rushed over my skin, causing my fingers to spasm. The sweetness of the nectar still coated the inside of my throat. My body ached, as if I just completed a triathlon and come in dead last. Or like I'd had my ass kicked and gotten patched up by a god. Either or. Movement beside me brought the whole side of my body closer to a hard warmth, and I thought I heard my name called, but it sounded like it was on the other side of the world from me. I was moving at the speed of a three-legged turtle, so it took a while to blink my eyes open, and even then it was just a thin crack. When my eyes adjusted to the dim lighting, I recognized the buttercup-colored walls and all the titanium trim of the dorm rooms at the university in South Dakota. The same room Aiden and I had done a whole lot of not sleeping in, right before Dominic had brought us news of Deity Island survivors. Things were different then. It already felt like years ago. A terrible heaviness settled like a stone in my chest, pressing all the way down to my spine. Dominic was now dead. So were the dean of the university and his guards. It had been a trick played out by Ares, who'd been masquerading as Instructor Romvi. Our enemy had been among us the entire time. My dislike of that man had been.